Do you not brush your teeth? Well, I have the solution for you. You need pica.
Yes.
Was that good? Did I do a good job?
No.
Welcome to the Cheesecast, everyone. My name is Master of Games. Sub to me on YouTube. And over here we have
Cody and the co.
Our host. I'm the co-host. I'm not as important.
Yeah, you don't have 100.
We have
subs.
Some important stories.
Yeah. Dumb. Yeah.
That you need to listen to.
You need to listen to these stories. Let me tell ya. These are some good stories.
They are amazing.
Yeah, yes. Yes. Would you like to begin?
So, should we talk about the Walt Disney in the thing? I don't want to spoil too much for our listeners. Okay. I have to lay down a sick beat as our intro to put some suspense on.
No, I can edit in some stuff. You don't need to do it with your mouth. No. You don't. No.
Welcome to the spooky part of the podcast. I am Master of Games. You can call me Master of Chills. And today, we are going to learn about Walt Disney being frozen in the Disneyland statue with Oswald the Rabbit. So, what are your opinions on this?
Well, you see, now, you told me a while ago it was made of iron, right? Just straight up iron.
Just straight up iron.
Well, it's gonna need to be pretty thin,
right?
Unless
it's steel.
It's gonna have to be pretty thin for you to get, like, the layout of his body and stuff. But if it's too thin, you would be able to smell the dead body.
I think Disneyland actually, like, puts out some, like, freaking, like, eject, like, cookie smell everywhere to entice you to visit bakeries and crap. I've never been to Disneyland, but I've heard it smells amazing.
Okay. But, like,
opinions on this topic?
How would they do that? How would they, like, do they...
Giant metal door in Walt Disney's face, open it up, slide his dead body in there, have some underground pipes pumping freaking ice in there. He's just frozen in there.
No, not that. No, I mean, like, cookie smell.
What if he never died? What if he's being frozen
in
there for the future? Whoa. That's insane.
Yeah, it is.
The cookie smell, I think they just have just like a really big air freshener in the sky.
I was getting ready to say, like, do they have a blimp that's actually humongous for Breeze air freshener? Like, do they have, maybe at nighttime when everyone's sleeping?
I think the Breeze smells like cookies.
But, like, at nighttime they just have, like, bomber planes. And they just drop down, like, air freshener grenades. Like, little water balloons full of, like, Windex. Not Windex. Febreze. Fabric refresheners. Mm. And they just refresh the land.
Interesting.
Speaking of refreshing the land, back when I was little, I called the white sand on the beach Mr. Clean Sand, and like the wet sand that was all brown, the dirty sand, and I would keep putting the Mr. Clean Sand on the dirty sand, trying to get rid of it, seeing if I could purify the land. It was pretty fun. Until like a big wave happened and tricked me and made me eat the Mr. Clean Sand. But, like, besides that...
Okay,
yeah,
nice.
Sometimes.
Nice now.
Yeah.
So... Should we tell some scary stories to keep our viewers enticed?
I don't have any spooky story. This has already been how long?
Okay, I'll set us up.
This has been 5 minutes.
One
long.
Night, there was a man walking in the forest, and there was a billy goat, and the billy goat was like incredibly long, and he had a deer for a head. And like the dude walking in the forest walked over the billy goat and started making billy goat noises. That angered the billy goat with a long neck and deer face. And it caused him to bite the guy in the forest's chin. Now, if you ever go in that forest in freaking Japan, you will see occasionally, is it an apparition? Who knows? Maybe it's the real man. Maybe he's invincible. But all you need to know is you will see a man without a chin walking in the forest at around 6:45 p.m.
That was a.m. That was the ending of this podcast. If you guys enjoyed, make sure to follow.
No, wait.
This.
Wait. I have something else.
Oh God. Yeah.
This is the most important topic.
Yeah.
You might be thinking, I'm gonna ask your opinion on something controversial.
Oh, I'm thinking, alright.
But no. Opinions on SpongeBob SquarePants.
How are his pants perfectly square? How does his sleeve...
That's the end of the podcast, folks. Make sure to tune in probably maybe tomorrow. I don't know. We don't have a schedule worked out for this yet, since this is the early stages. But tune in sometime.
Okay.
And listen to us ramble.
I was supposed to do the... No, fine, whatever. Screw it. Alright, see you guys. Love you.
No, you do the outro. You do the outro.
If you guys enjoyed this podcast, make sure to hop on Spotify or whatever you use to watch the podcast and follow us on Spotify. Maybe turn on notifications. Can you turn on notifications on Spotify?
I don't think you can, but you can follow it.
All right, follow it and you'll know when we make another podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. I'm sorry for your loss if someone died in your family. Goodbye.